Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, my name's Cameron Bedding, and welcome to the Your Mind is Your Home podcast. I'm going to share with you some ideas and concepts all around mental and emotional health. I'm going to discuss ways that may help you expand your way of thinking that may then possibly improve how you're then living. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as I share with you now some positive insights around mental health. Are you aware of some of the things that you say to yourself inside your own head? That may seem like a stupid question, because you might think, well, of course I'm aware of what I'm saying inside my own head. But have you actually listened to some of the things that you say in your head about the people that you're talking about, the situations that you might be discussing inside your own head about what's happening in your life? And have you noticed the things that you say about yourself? Now, for you, maybe you've got a powerful, motivating, positive inner voice. Or maybe you've got a negative, fearful, anxious inner voice. And the truth is, we can actually go between so many different voices that speak in different tones and speak in different speeds and volumes. And I discovered this not only on my professional training when I was training to be an NLP coach, but more so when I was working with people, especially anxious people, who tend to have a dominant, fearful inner voice that, firstly, they feel they have no control over that voice, over what it's saying, how it talks inside their own head. But having worked with that person and worked with that inner voice, it was also interesting to show people, to help them discover the other inner voices, the voice of reassurance, the voice of confidence, the voice of peace, that actually does exist inside. But for a lot of people, locating it, finding it, allowing it to talk, hearing it, it was a struggle. And so I think it's really important to communicate and to educate people and show people that we actually have the power within ourselves to change how we think, what we think, how we communicate to ourselves. But in doing any of that, we have the power to change how we feel within. And when we change how we feel within ourselves, we can change our experiences. And we can do this very quickly. We can learn to do this, and we can then utilize this skill, or any of these skills that I'm talking about in relation to our mindsets. We can use this particular skill of an inner voice that's resourceful for us and to us. We can use it in any place, in any space, at any time. That's why it's so powerful. And so important, really, to understand, to discover, and to experience the power of your inner voices. And so, yes, I've spent a lot of time working with people who don't realise, don't understand, and don't know how to, in a lot of ways, control that overwhelming negative inner voice, or they don't know how to stop that voice, they don't know how to work with that voice or change it. And it's really refreshing to show a person how to do that. And I wrote about various things you can do with your inner voice in my book, Your Mind is Your Home. It's also fascinating, again, like I've said in other episodes, that for a lot of people, once they've found that more resourceful, more positive, more empowering voice, it can feel like an effort, a lot of effort and a lot of energy to actually get it to speak, to get it to communicate, to actually be positive. Because if habitually you're used to thinking the worst, if your norm is to be fearful, to feel anxious, that's probably what is being communicated from the things that you say to yourself, about yourself and about life inside your own head. And so we're never really alone, because we're always, always, everywhere we go, we're always in the company of our own mind. And that's our thoughts, the things that we see, and it's those internal conversations that we have with ourselves, or even the voice that we just listen to. And I remember when I was younger, when I was a kid, I remember when we used to play in the street with the other kids who lived on our street, and people would tease each other and say, "Oh, you're mad because you talk to yourself, you're crazy." And I remember consciously trying not to talk to myself as a child, or even seeing adults walking down the street talking to themselves, thinking, "Oh, there's someone that's crazy." Because as a child, that's what I was led to believe was the norm from the other children I played with in the street. And in my adult self, I could even now walk out the room, go to the high street and sit on the bench at the bus stop, and I could see and observe people walking around by themselves. You probably see it yourselves, you probably do it yourself, but you can observe people talking to themselves. Even if, you know, I can even notice it, even if their lips aren't moving, you can tell there's this glance, this look on their face where they're having an internal conversation. Furthermore, in NLP, we can identify from where someone's eyes are positioned whether they're indulging in self-talk, but that's a whole nother thing. And so it's very normal and natural. It's not a crazy thing to be talking to yourself. It's what we do. We talk to ourselves. We talk through our situations inside our own heads. We have those conversations about situations in our lives. We hear and engage in the conversations through that inner voice of the things that we want to say to someone, the things that we should have said in the past. But then most of the time when we get there, we don't actually say those things. And so there's so much communication that happens on the inside of us. But with a lot of adults, and I've experienced it myself at times, especially when I went through difficulties in my 20s and I experienced a lot of fear, with a lot of adults, the voice can often be negative. It can often be disempowering. And so if you can identify, if you can listen to and identify through your awareness what your inner voice is doing, how it's communicating, and how it's making you feel on the inside, and how it's making you live. If you can use your awareness to take a step back and just to listen and think, hang on, that's not me, that's the voice within that's talking, how can I control that? Through the first step of becoming aware, you can change things and you can actually hugely change your life very, very quickly. And so, taking you back to my school years, I was the only male dancer. Dance was a hobby of mine, but even back then as a 13-year-old, that's what I knew that I wanted to do professionally, which is what I did in my career in my 20s. I was a professional dancer. But the teenage me, who I have huge amounts of respect for, the teenage me was the only male dancer at school in the Midlands in the 90s. And so I'm pretty sure now, if you're a male at school that dances, it's probably considered to be quite cool. But as the only male in a school of 1,500 in year 8 who started to dance, and I'm talking in shows, in assemblies, with groups of girls, by myself, in in-house competitions, I had a lot of stick verbally thrown at me from other students, other pupils. Guys and girls would tease, would say things. And I don't know where I built this resilience and thick skin as this teenager, but I just brushed it off, and I'm glad I did. And not a lot of teenagers can do that, but something within me, I think it was the passion, the enjoyment of dancing, I didn't care what they said. But as I look back on those younger years, pretty much from the school year, year 8, right until my A-levels at 18, where I danced every single year in some kind of show or tournament at school, I had a teacher or fellow classmate or friend that was dancing with me. I basically had someone once a week who would say to me, in some degree, you're going to go very far, or you're going to be really successful, or you're going to make it. And I realize now, looking back, that what the people around me said to me, that became my inner voice. Because when I auditioned for a professional performing arts college in London at the age of 16, I had no doubt that I wasn't going to get in with a full scholarship. When I began working professionally in my second year, that inner voice was so strong of having self-belief, of having self-confidence, because it had been installed in me and by the people around me that built the beliefs from what they said to me that I was going to go far. I was going to make my dreams my reality. And so the consistency of what was said on the outside really firmed up this inner voice on the inside, which drove me to fulfill my passion, my dreams, my goals. And so if you think about the young people in your life, the children, the relatives, your own kids. Actually, as adults, what we say to people, what we communicate and share, can either build someone up or break someone down. It can either empower them or disempower them. It can either open up doors or close doors. Words are very, very powerful. And I suppose this even goes beyond what you say, but even to what teachers say. Because as kids, we're in the occupancy of our teachers in a lot of the time of the day each week. And so think about what you say to other people, and think about if the words that you say may be limiting people or empowering them. Because young people will absorb, like a sponge, the beliefs, the words that are spoken to them by the adults who they see as responsible or positions of, let's say, power in their life. Children put a lot of trust in adults. And so looking back, I can see that my beliefs were strengthened from what the people around me said. Now, that might not have been the case for you as you're listening to this in your younger self, but that doesn't have to be your future. Things can change from this present moment, because you can change how you speak to yourself inside your own head. And my first point would be that you should become aware. You should become aware of what you're saying about others, what you're saying about yourself. And notice the tone of the voice. Notice the volume of the voice. Notice the speed of the voice. And notice actually if it's your current voice. Is it a younger you talking? Is it an older you projecting fear to the present moment? Is it the voice actually of someone else that's speaking through what sounds like your voice? Is it the voice of someone else? Is it a teacher? Is it a parent? Is it a colleague? Is it a boss? Is it a partner? So much can get into our own personal and private space, our heads. It's almost like you have to safeguard your own mind with your thoughts, with what you see, what you imagine, what you construct, and what you say. Now, it's through your awareness of becoming aware of what you're saying that actually moves you to a position to be like, hang on, is this empowering me or is this disempowering me? How is this serving me in my life? How is it helpful to me, what I am saying? And whether you're feeling alarmed by what you're saying, whether you're having a realization, one good way to really interrupt that pattern, to interrupt that voice that talks, the voice that you feel that you have no control over, one really good way to interrupt that voice and to interrupt that pattern is in a private, personal space where you're by yourself, is to say out loud what you're saying inside your own head. If you can hear and if you can listen to what you're actually saying, say it out loud and see how it feels. Because a lot of the things that you say to yourself inside your own head, you probably wouldn't say out aloud, or you probably wouldn't say to somebody else. Now, we can be really vicious to ourselves. We can be really nasty and horrible. We can be extremely negative. But consider this, if you wouldn't say it to somebody else, why are you allowing yourself to say it to yourself? Why are you allowing yourself to limit your life to holding yourself back? Why are you encouraging and producing a feeling within yourself that's not positive for you? And so awareness really, really is the key to notice what you're doing with your thoughts. And especially now in relation to how you're communicating from what you're thinking through that inner voice. And what you can also do, and I think this is really key for every single person, especially those young people, the children that we know, that younger child that is filled, I suppose, with hope and belief and adventure and creativity in their mind. We need to nourish that. We need to instill belief. We need to encourage people to not become absorbed in fear and worry. And this comes down to you trying it yourself. And how that's done, it's through you nurturing that voice within. It's through you developing and nurturing the way that you talk inside your head. So first of all, think about how you want to feel, whether it's positive, motivated, happy, joyous, and there's your voice. Whatever you want to feel, speak it, hear it, and then feel it within yourself. I've often caught myself, it's a natural habit for me now, which is quite good. It's taken time to develop and nurture and nourish and encourage the voice within that I experience. I've often found myself on the treadmill at the gym, and once I press start and I'm increasing the speed and starting, the voice kicks in, and it's a voice of motivation that no one can hear, but it's a voice inside my head which will say things like, come on, you can do this today. This is really good for you. It's good for your health. It's only a short amount of time. It's an hour of your day. Enjoy this workout. So I'm getting that kickstart. I'm getting that motivation from myself, from what I'm saying to myself inside my own head. And so it's something I experience myself, and it's something that I have to nurture in myself. It's something that I'm continuing to develop. And it's like, even when I'll do some public speaking, there can at times be the voice of self-doubt, but the voice of reassurance and the voice of knowledge, who speaks from personal experience, from what I'm experiencing, what I'm observing, what I'm sharing, from working with people when I'm looking at the structure and subjective experience of anxiety, depression, trauma, whatever it is. I can relate to that knowledge, but I have to remind myself through that voice of reassurance, through that voice of confidence that speaks within myself, so that the voice of self-doubt doesn't take over, so that it doesn't influence and control me. So for wherever you are in your life, with whatever you're struggling with, encourage yourself to develop as many positive, empowering, self-loving inner voices within yourself, so that you can feel the way that you want to feel, so that you can transform your life from the inside out. Really, really take some time each day to hear that voice, to let it speak, and to turn the volume up. Try it. And if you've got any doubt, if you're thinking, oh, well, I haven't got any control over that voice, I don't even have the energy to produce that voice or to bring it forward, too much has happened to me in my life, it's not that easy. Whatever your excuse is, just where you are now, without moving your lips, say your full name inside your head. Just say your full name. Now, if you manage to say your full name, maybe a few times, without moving your lips, without saying it out aloud, you probably heard it. You still probably heard yourself saying your full name. If you can hear yourself saying your full name inside your own head, without moving your lips, without talking aloud, if you can say your full name, you can say anything. You can say, I am worthy. You can say, I am lovable. You can say, I feel calm. You can have a whole conversation and direct that voice to speak in the way that you want it to speak. You can train it, develop it, nurture it, encourage it to override the voice of anxiety, to override the voice of fear, worry, panic, self-doubt. But you've got to put the time and effort in. Let me know how you get on. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach me at CameronBeddy.com, or for some daily motivation, join me on Instagram at CoachCameronBeddy. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking all about our personal values, which can lead us to feel anxious, depressed, stressed. I'm going to be talking about how our values shift, where we can actually feel that our relationships are being challenged, or we're unhappy in our jobs, or unhappy in our lives. So lots coming up on the next episode about how important our values are for us in life and how they work on an unconscious level. Thank you for listening today. Have a great day, and please join me in the next episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.